Hey, Friday! Thank God. Yeah, tomorrow night I'm going to go see Leslie Jones in concert. By the way, a shout out, my friend Kathy Ladman, who's a great comic, is doing a set on Fallon tonight.
What?
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
That is a big deal. She hasn't been on there in a while. And also, congratulations to Jimmy Kimmel, who celebrated 20 years of the Jimmy Kimmel Show last night with a primetime special. Jimmy's a fantastic guy and an amazing, amazing run, and it's going to continue.
And can I also say, because I know you guys already did a shout out to Fred Rogen and everything. But
no,
like,
we didn't. Fred Rogen retired last night.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Fred Rogen. An amazing career. He was there for years, 30 years, I think.
That's a run, man.
He had his sign off. Yeah. What's that?
I think it was 40.
40 years? Fred's that old? I'm kidding. I love Fred.
It's a good run.
That is an amazing run.
You know what? One of my first public appearances was on Fred Rogen's High School Football Friday Night.
Nice.
I would call in. I was covering high school football at the Daily News, and he would have like reporters or just like parents maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. But he would have us call into the show and be like, I just got done at Newberry Park High School and the Panthers won 35-21. Thanks, Fred.
That was all you did?
Yeah. You'd call it. Well, you'd like say what happened, you know, like real quick. But it was kind of fun. Like,
that is cool.
And I got it. Like, this is what I loved about Fred is that he always did the high school heroes. You know, he gave shout outs to like the high school players and the teams. He cared about the local sports too.
Yeah.
I like that.
I have no idea what Fred is going to do now that he's retired from TV. I have no idea. Does anybody know what Fred's going to do now that he's retired from TV?
I think he's going to still do
the radio show.
The radio show.
I'm kidding. Of course. Of course.
You're always serious, Mace. We can never tell.
Had no idea. I sent you not Stepdad Leo's
number.
He's
a good guy, though.
Honestly, Fred is one of the best guys. He really is.
Stepdad Leo's there.
Not Stepdad Leo's on the line? Hello, Leo.
Hello there. Hi, Ramona. Love your outfit this morning.
Oh, thank you.
Love your outfit this morning.
Oh, I love that you're watching on the stream.
No, he watches NBA.
On the show.
You watch NBA today, right, Leo?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, right.
So,
I'm on it almost every day. I can't miss looking at Malika.
Okay. Excellent. So Leo, tell me.
Yes.
What is how are you feeling going into Sunday's game against the Eagles? You're a huge 49ers fan. Break this game down.
Well, I think you've probably heard most of it from Jorge. I'm pretty sure he and I have the same feeling about it.
Yeah, a win. W.
That's you got it. Period. That's the end of the story. We've got a very, very good, excellent quarterback that nobody seemed to want.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
That is going to blow these guys out. The Eagles are not going to know how to handle them.
You think it's going to be a blow? You're not just calling for a win. You're calling for a blowout win?
You got it. Yep, they're going to blow them out.
The game is where?
It's in Philadelphia.
Oh, boy.
Leo, do you know who my favorite team is? Now that the Rams are out, who my favorite team is?
Any team playing the Niners.
Yes! Exactly right, Leo.
Wow.
Which means, Steve, that goes all the way through to the Super Bowl. You know that.
We'll find out.
Oh, man.
We'll find out. I may have to be rooting Bengals in the Super Bowl.
So are you always root for the Niners because you're from there? Do you have like a favorite player on the team each year? Or is like what's the attachment?
First of all, I'm a native San Franciscan.
Okay.
You guys are probably too young to remember this, but there was a stadium that we had in town on Golden Gate Park called Kezar Stadium.
Kezar Stadium.
I used to sell cushions outside the thing to get admission to the games.
Hang on a second. So you would sell cushions to people, and you would take the money, and that would allow you to get into the game.
Correct.
You're an enterprising kid.
All right.
And we had a mayor, George Christopher, who had Christopher Milk Company, who allowed all young kids to be able to get into the park. And Kezar was about a 45,000-seat stadium.
Right.
And at the end of some games, if you you wouldn't remember this, this is your world, but the Niners would leave and go underneath the end zone into the locker rooms. And if they played a rather horrendous game,
yep,
they would get pelted with beer and everything else as they walked through.
Classy.
Oh, they were real classy people. Trust me.
Different kind of San Franciscans go to games now. You know, the tech nerds, right?
Very, very few go. But, you know, Santa Clara is about 40 miles away. Yeah. To get down there and to find a place to park is really a bear. It really is.
Okay, so Leo, I got an idea. You and me bet. You and me bet.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see. What can we bet? What can we bet? Jorge, do you have any
ideas?
No, this is for real. This is
a real bet.
Like, you know, remember, I once shaved an eyebrow off.
How could we forget?
That's true. You did, didn't you?
It grew back. You look okay.
It grew back. I'm fine now.
How about this? You hate the Niners so much.
Yes.
When they make it to Super Bowl, you got to wear a jersey the whole time.
That's rough.
Super Bowl game.
What, for 2 weeks?
No. The whole game. When they make it to the Super Bowl, you got to watch the game with a Niners jersey on.
That's great.
But then what does Leo do when they lose?
Well, they're not going to lose.
I'll wear a Niners jersey.
Of course you will. Yeah, no, that's not a fair bet.
What do you want from Leo? What does he have?
He's got to wear a Rams jersey.
Oh, yeah, you've got to wear a Rams jersey for the Super Bowl.
That, Steve, you talk about hate.
Yeah.
That is pure hate on my part.
Wow.
I'll tell you, Leo roots for every team I hate. He's a San Francisco Giants fan.
Oh!
He's a Niners fan, and then he's a Notre Dame fan.
Yeah.
A Warriors fan.
Warriors we don't mind so much.
Yeah, we like the Warriors.
We're okay with.
You're okay.
We know everybody.
Well, you got Klay Thompson on the team.
Yeah, we got Klay Thompson on the team, so yeah, we're rooting for him. Okay, yes, Leo, stay tuned, because we are going to come up with a wager between you and I.
I like this.
49ers on Sunday. Fly, Eagles, fly. That's my slogan for this week. Fly, Eagles, fly.
So is that going to be it? Are you going to be in the restaurant doing that when we're watching the game?
I am. We're going to be at Yamava at the 909 Sports Bar for a viewing party that Scott Kaplan is hosting, and Not Stepdad Leo and my mom are going to be there on Sunday. So I hope you leave very sad.
Steve, that won't happen.
All right.
It won't happen.
All right.
What if you make him sell seat cushions again?
Make seat cushions, exactly. All right. Hey, Leo, I'll see you on Sunday, man.
All right, good luck.
Cool. There's Not Stepdad Leo, who does root for every team I hate. And that's who my mom wants.
Yeah, remember, Anita Marks picked the Eagles, so she's been wrong.
She has been wrong a time or two. She's missed a couple. All right.
Look at you. You don't sound so confident.
I feel like the Eagles are going to win this game on Sunday. I just think Jalen Hurts is the real deal.
He's amazing.
Yeah. Okay. Green flags on dates.
All right.
We always talk about red flags.
Yep.
Jorge sent me a list of green flags.
I like this. It's a positive Friday.
Things that happen on a date that made you say, this is somebody I want to be with.
Okay.
That is coming up next for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, here he goes.
Friday!
Oh, this is enough. It's not even...
Momo's in for Ireland. It's just Friday.
I know.
Just Friday. screwing around on a Friday. So picking up on the thread of load management.
Yep.
T-Love tweeted, the NBA should punish teams for load management, not players. The sanction should be, well, I don't think he says the sanction should be a loss in the standings. I don't agree with that. But somebody should do something about Golden State. You shouldn't be able to rest everybody all in one shift like a hockey game.
And you know what? It's interesting because I have a sense of why the Warriors do that. They used to work with the league a lot. They used to every time you're going to do something like that, you get a call from the league office.
Yes.
They're not happy about it.
Right.
But the Warriors are on every single year. I'm pretty sure it's the Warriors and the Lakers that have the most national TV games.
Right.
Which means oftentimes your Thursday on TNT, your Friday on ESPN, your Saturday on ESPN, or Sunday on what ESPN, you know, like ABC. Like there's right. just every night of the week is a special day, and everybody wants the Warriors because they have Steph Curry and they're the Warriors.
Right.
Like they always Lakers want the Lakers.
LeBron, yeah. Exactly.
And so there's sort of outsized demands mm-hmm. on the Warriors. I feel like the Yankees talk about this a lot too. Like everybody always wants Sunday night baseball, Red Sox and Yankees. And when you have that Sunday night game, a lot of times Sunday games for a lot of teams in baseball are 1 p.m. starts.
Correct.
But when you have a Sunday night game, it's 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
So that messes up your getaway day, and then your Monday series is affected because instead of finishing at 4, you're finishing at 9.
But
it's the same thing for all of these teams, and that's why I think they finally, after a decade in the spotlight, the Warriors are like, whatever, dude.
Yeah, but I think this is where that's where the league should step in. That's where the league can say, hey, wait a minute.
Right.
We understand, we don't fully understand, but we get what you're doing with load management, but you can't rest everybody on the same game.
I tend to agree with that. I mean, I think sitting the entire...
Stagger the load management, guys.
But you could also... The counter argument is, if you play everybody one night, you have a better chance to win. And then if you don't play everybody the next night, you're probably going to lose, right? But if you stagger them, you might have a worse chance to... You don't have a great chance to win.
Correct.
Either
one.
You may
be limiting yourself in both games.
Right.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. As opposed to just taking a scheduled loss.
And what's happened with scheduling, and this is a little in the weeds, so I will say it quickly.
Okay.
They try to eliminate back-to-backs in the 4 and 5 nights,
mm-hmm.
but it's made road trips really long.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can't play back-to-backs...
Right.
Then you just end up spending a long time on the road. People don't like that either.
Yeah.
It's a long time. Like, baseball players are, like, used to that. I think it's, like, culturally in baseball, there's a thing about playing every day.
Yeah, sure. And like Freddie Freeman wants to play every game.
Every game.
Yeah.
And there's a sort of rhythm to it. In basketball, like, there used to be that, and now it's really shifted and really changed. I did that story. I don't know. Did you read my Pat Riley story the other day?
A
little of it?
I read clips.
Wasn't that long.
Yeah, I read clips.
It was like less than 2,000 words.
Yeah.
But he has this one quote in there where he goes, like, it's hard for me to talk about the players of today compared to the players of the yesteryears. Because to me, when I was playing, the biggest numbers were 906. That was the number of consecutive games that Randy Smith played. And then 1278. That's the number of games A.C. Green played when he broke his record of consecutive games. The first game A.C. Green missed was when he retired.
Yeah.
And that was a badge of honor to play every game. And I have a hard time talking about this today.
So here's, okay, I don't want to spend the whole
show. I know.
Bergman, do you want to spend the whole show on this?
I like the green flags segment.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay. Just killed that, man. That was like a downer right there. Sorry.
Well, no, it's Friday. It's after Friday. So these are some green flags. We're going to talk about, it's
flags.
A red flag if she does this. It's a red flag if he does that. These are green flags.
Okay.
Yep. So for example, here's a guy. He says, she was an hour late. However, the entire time she was texting me updates and telling me what she was doing to get there, we just celebrated our 1-year anniversary on New Year's Day.
That's good.
So she was late.
But probably a good reason and was conscientious enough to say it.
Exactly. We talked about everything and the conversations never dulled. Everyone at the party left and we were the only two people there and we didn't realize it. 25 years later, we're still running our mouths.
That's good.
Yeah, that is nice.
That's good.
I have trouble now. We're eating at the table like normal people, grown-ups now.
Oh.
No more eating in bed. Because Ron the dog is really food aggressive. So a lot of my night is trying to think up stuff to say while we're both sitting at the table. Do you ever run into this?
Oh, wow.
It's like, huh, what do I say now?
Yeah, I understand.
Oh, look at Jorge's. No, we have sparkling conversations.
My version of eating in bed is like watching a show.
Yeah.
We watch a lot of shows together. That's like our couple time.
Yes.
We don't really eat dinner together or with the kids or anything. We just like, it's kind of like an every person for themselves.
Everybody for himself.
Eventually, when the kids are older, I'm going to try to do family dinner.
Jorge's like the lady that goes out and sits out on the porch with her husband, and they talk for hours every morning.
Is that what you do? Talk for hours. The kid is over there playing with her toys.
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right, here's one. When my girlfriend and I had our first date, her mom sent her with $50 just in case I made her pay. Since I paid, she tipped the waiter the whole $50, and he started crying. He was having a bad day, and she turned it around.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice. That's a green flag. On our third date, we watched a movie at his place. He remembered that on our first date, I had ordered a Dr. Pepper with my meal and a chocolate chip cookie for dessert. He had Dr. Peppers for me in the fridge and prepared homemade chocolate chip cookies.
Wow.
He burned them, but I married him 2 years later.
That's
anyway.
Nice.
That's very, very nice.
Yeah,
very
that's nice.
That's sweet.
Like the cookie.
Yeah. Bergman, did you ever have any green flags when you're dating?
Green flags? I think it's the communication. So like you were saying with that first person who texted you updates from where they were.
Yes.
As long as you're communicating with me what you're doing, I don't mind if that's the case. Like I do the same thing for them. If I happen to be late for some reason, I will be texting constantly saying this is where I am, about 5 minutes away.
Momo does that with us when she's late, right?
She does.
I'm right here.
Absolutely. 100%.
Smashburger. I'm waiting for my burger. My Starbucks didn't have my order ready.
I don't know why it's taking so long. I'm just gonna go.
And she's nice and offers. Do you guys want anything?
Yeah.
She does.
Yeah.
You always do.
I didn't do it today though because I didn't want to be late.
It's okay.
I didn't have time. I was like, it was like a quick like.
Try and say
I did
something
my 30
nice.
Second hit. Had to order real fast. Didn't have time to even wait for replies.
Right.
Why do you still go to Smashburger?
Yeah, why go? Ireland said he's never going again.
There's no other...
I know they're a neighbor and all that, and they're
in
our
complex. There's
not
enough other options for fast food.
Yeah, burgers at Yard House?
Yeah, but I'd have to...
Yard House
take
is right here. It's not longer. It's right over here.
No, but can I order on the app?
Yeah, or call it in.
Yeah, call it in.
I think it would take too long. I need it fast.
Smashburger's
I'm
not
walking
fast
over
enough.
From like I got like 10 minutes to
right.
walk over.
And Smashburger screws you over every single time, and you're still going to Smashburger. Ireland's like I would never
actually,
go there again.
But I do like the grilled chicken sandwich with the mushrooms and the Swiss. I do like that. I like it enough to keep going there.
Another green flag. She came to my door, and my puppy got excited.
Oh.
Without skipping a beat, she scooped up the dog and asked where the three of us were going.
Oh.
That was 19 years ago. Puppy is gone, but she and I have stuck together through hell and back.
Oh, I love that. So I have a phrase. Kids and dogs know.
Yeah, that's a good rule.
Kids and dogs know. Like if somebody shows up at your house and the dog doesn't like him,
yep.
Red flag.
It is a huge red flag. If Lola doesn't like you, she's the sweetest dog in the world. If Lola doesn't like you, you're done.
Oh,
you're
out. It's over. Well, I mean, honestly, that's one of the things that Juan and I, Juan got along with my dog at the time and immediately was like cool with the dog being in the bed, which is a big deal breaker. Does Lola sleep in bed with you?
She sleeps on the floor. She comes up in the bed in the morning. So, yeah, she comes up there.
Yeah.
You got to be okay with that.
Yeah, got to be okay with
I'm not kicking her off.
Yeah, exactly. Me either.
I am.
You are?
Yeah.
You're not. I'm not
I kick the cat out. I'm like, get out of here.
She's on top of the bed, not
you
under the
covers. You go sleep in
like
your cat bed.
So, yeah, your cat.
Old cat.
Yeah. How old?
She's great. I don't even know. 16, 17. We adopted her, so it's, it's a guess.
Yeah. So, I wanted to, you mentioned that you do every year a trip to Dodger spring training.
Yeah.
And you call it your girls' trip.
It's a girl, yeah.
And how long do you go for?
You used to go 3 nights, but now with the kids, I just do two.
2 nights.
Yeah. I think three is too much.
At Camelback Ranch.
Well, we go to, we're literally seeing 4 games
in 2 days.
We're going to get doubleheader Thursday, doubleheader Friday.
Not just Dodger games.
Not just Dodger games. A couple of the girls are Padre fans, so we go there. I know. It's okay. But we just be nice. I know. It's in Peoria.
Yeah, exactly.
But, we always catch a Cubs game. Always catch a... We go to
Whole Cam?
Yeah.
That's the name of the park, right?
Yeah. And now it's called Sloan Stadium. I think they have a new one. But I love the Cubs games. Those are... I like Chicago. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Cubs gonna win today. And they also got really good food.
Yeah. So, Bergman, I had this idea.
Okay.
What?
I think we should do the show from Arizona for 5 days in March.
Don't got to tell me twice. I'm all about it.
Yeah.
So I'll rent an Airbnb.
For each of us, like one Airbnb.
We gotta take the board, though. We gotta take the board.
Oh, yeah, because you want to go. Shoot. No. Now that we've got these systems where we can go anywhere and do the show, why not do the show from Arizona for a week and go to all the Dodger games?
It is so fun.
Yeah, well,
spring
we'll get
training
you covered, Jorge,
is the
don't
greatest. Like, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it. Like, you just play like the center field song, and I just get excited about springtime, baseball. I am such a baseball fan, you guys. Like, I don't care what team is playing.
Me too.
Put me out in center field. And now, there it is.
Oh, they're playing Momo's song.
Sun Cape.
They're playing Momo's song.
I get so excited. Like, I just want to get out on the grass berm out there and
yep.
order a big old Coors Light and have a Dodger dog and just fall asleep.
Nice.
Watching the game.
So, Bergman, what do you say?
I'm all in. We can talk about it next week.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this after the show. What do you mean next week?
Well, next week is I got to get you covered.
Yeah. What do you mean
I'm
covered?
Yeah, next week.
Should totally
Jorge's going to come too, so we have to get someone to cover the board for him.
Taylor can pull a double.
I'm glad you're just going to allow that to happen. Don't worry. No, thanks, Taylor. I'm sure you're not busy. You got nothing else going on.
He's not listening. Nobody from the morning show listens to the show.
Yeah, they're all done.
Taylor listens to the show?
Taylor does listen to the show. Taylor, if you're listening, just text Mason or me or somebody.
Well, don't we have like an ESPN affiliate out in Phoenix?
Well, you don't need it anymore. You can do it from your friggin' phone, and it's like,
there's Taylor right there. Taylor!
Fun. I love it.
Can you pull a double during spring training week?
Will you pull a double during spring training week?
How about if you get Taylor some Dodger tickets to like the freeway
series? As a sweetener?
Yeah, as a sweetener. Yeah.
You have to get him Kings tickets. Sacramento Kings tickets, or Minnesota Twins tickets. Oh,
that's like the most random fandom. How are you a Twins?
Well, he's from Iowa.
Yeah. Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
He's from Iowa.
Baseball.
He grew up on a farm. I just want to do more spring training stuff this year.
I think I love spring training more than any sporting event that you can go to. It's like
baseball.
It's like the one thing that I will always make time for is spring training.
I've never gone, not once in my life.
Oh, come on.
Not once in
You've
my life.
You've never been to
spring training, ever.
Every time
I've always wanted to go.
The first game you hit, it's like baseball heaven. Yes!
It really is.
So this makes me just want to do it more.
Yes!
So, yeah, I've never been. I've always wanted to go.
Oh, it's so great. It is so great. I can't believe you, being the baseball fan that you are, have never been to spring training.
Gosh, you've got
to
go.
I've always wanted to go. So, yeah, I want to help.
By the way,
Jorge, it's like,
so fun. It used to be even more fun before it was like, now spring training is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
It used to be real sleepy.
Did you ever go to Dodger Town for spring training?
I never got there.
Oh, my God. It was so great.
So
Vero Beach was the best. Vero Beach was the best.
Plus, like, well, what did you do at night in Vero?
There was a TGI Fridays up there.
Okay. Okay, Phoenix is the best because you know you go out in Tempe, you go out in Scottsdale.
Yeah, yeah.
Like there's really fun places
spots.
To go. Yeah,
exactly.
Phoenix is a good town for like 3 nights.
All right, people will come, Ray.
Yeah,
they'll come to Iowa for reasons they can't even fathom.
Yeah,
they'll turn up your driveway.
It's
not knowing for sure why they're doing it. They'll arrive at your door as innocent as children, longing for the past. Of course, we won't mind if you look around, you'll say. It's only $20 per person. They'll pass over the money without even thinking about it. But it is money they have and peace they like.
Ray, just sign the papers.
No, don't sign the papers, Ray. Because Shoeless Joe is coming out of that cornfield, I promise you. Baseball.
Hey, what do you think of this, Mace? Yeah. I just got, this is from
baseball.
At Steezy Mac. The bet should be Niners win. Steve has to take the knot out of stepdad Leo.
Take the knot?
Yeah, not stepdad Leo becomes stepdad Leo. That's a huge one.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Heavy.
That is heavy. But what would the reverse be?
I don't know. He takes the not son.
He already thinks of me as a son.
I don't know. You have to figure that out with him.
He calls me the son he never had.
Aww.
No, he actually doesn't. That'd sound nice, though, doesn't it? Does sound nice. All right, coming up next, I need you guys to help me fill out my DraftKings league for this week.
Okay.
I'm in a daily fantasy league for Sunday.
Okay.
Plus, an admission I want to make that I've been called out on repeatedly. That's coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Sunday, what a day it's going to be, huh?
Yeah. Good song.
You got Bengals Chiefs, you got Eagles Niners. I think, by the way, Ireland and I have diametrically opposed picks. I say it's going to be Bengals Eagles, and he says it's going to be Niners Chiefs.
I'm
going to
go Niners Bengals.
Niners Bengals.
Rematch of those Steve Young Boomer Esiason.
That's right. I remember that
you
one.
You and me, Momo.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that one. So I play daily fantasy. A lot of people do. I'm on DraftKings right now, and I play in a league with it's a pride league. I play with Max Kellerman and Marcellus Wiley and a bunch of muckety mucks at ESPN.
Fun.
So I want
never invited to these things, by the way.
I'll get you an invite.
Get me in. I can't get into the Trudell League. I can't get into. You get me into things. You're the only one.
I do, Momo. So.
Thank you.
Time to put together the team. And Momo, okay. Last week I did this with John. I finished 8th of 13.
Okay.
So I think you can do better. I've got to choose one quarterback. Mahomes,
right.
Jalen Hurts, Brock Purdy, or Joe Burrow.
And it works where you have a certain amount of money?
Correct. And I'm just going to, we won't get into the dollars of it, but which of those quarterbacks do you most want?
So I don't have to ration my money for other
Correct.
Things?
No, okay. Just tell me. Which of those quarterbacks is going to have the biggest day?
I'll go Joe Burrow.
That's exactly where I want to go. Who do you think has the biggest day, Bergman? Burrow, I think
it's,
right?
No, I think it's going to be Jalen Hurts because he's going to use his legs, too. So you're going to get touchdowns with his legs
okay.
and the rushing
Niners
yards.
Have a good defense, though.
They do, but, I mean, he's going to have to run
right.
a lot.
That's, okay.
That's my thought.
Running backs, and I'm not going to put McCaffrey
okay.
on my
All
team.
Right.
Why not?
Because he's a Niner.
Elijah Mitchell hasn't practiced this week.
I won't have any Niners on my team. I can tell you right now.
Okay.
No
Would
Niners.
He get hurt by running out of bounds on that last play there?
Yeah, so he's yeah. so he hasn't practiced this week. And if he doesn't practice, that's more touches for McCaffrey.
So I really like Miles Sanders this
and
week.
Debo.
Anita didn't like it. Bergman, you don't like it.
It's all right.
What are your other options?
Let's see. There's Joe Mixon.
I like that one.
Yeah.
There's Isaac Pacheco. It's Isaac, right?
Yeah, Pacheco, yep.
Isaac.
Kenneth, and then you get down to it, right? It goes McCaffrey, Mixon, Pacheco, Jarek McKinnon, Miles Sanders.
McKinnon's
I'm intending to use Miles Sanders. What other running back jumps
I
out at you?
I love Miles Sanders. I had him on my fantasy team, and he really helped me this year. It was like one of my big-time draft picks.
Okay.
Like him.
Who's your secondary back?
I'll go with that Kansas City back.
Isaac Pacheco or Jerick McKinnon?
Ooh.
I actually like McKinnon.
Yeah, go McKinnon.
McKinnon's a little
he's
cheaper,
like
too.
Little, and he's also like a little more touchdown threat.
Yes, out of the receiving
game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, wide receiver. I love Jamar Chase. I'm having Jamar Chase on my team no matter what.
Got
what
it.
Secondary wide receiver do you like?
What are your other options?
Let's see. We've got people like, I'm not going to have Deebo Samuel on my team. A.J. Brown is probably too expensive. T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, Kadarius Toney, Devontae Smith, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, who I've got kind of targeted as a low-end touchdown hunter.
I like Devontae
kind of
Smith because he doesn't cost that much, right?
Correct. Devontae Smith is actually a pretty good bargain at $6,800.
Yeah, I think I'd go there.
Devontae Smith, okay.
That's an Eagles deep threat.
Tight end, I'm going big. Tight end, I want Kelsey.
Oh, Kelsey,
I'm
going to
spend
Kittle.
On Kelsey. No, I'm not spending on Kittle. Not
okay.
spending on Kittle.
Okay.
You can spend on Kittle. Kittle would be a really
yes.
good one.
And then flex position. I might actually go a Niner here.
McCaffrey?
No, I don't have enough money for McCaffrey.
You know
if
what?
I structure
Kittle?
It this way.
I think that you... I'm going to... This is the woo... In me.
Okay.
You cannot have any Niners on your team.
None.
It's karmically bad. I think it's a bad thing. Like last year, 2 years ago in our baseball league, I had all these guys who ended up getting on bad lists. Like yes. I had Ozuna, Marcell Ozuna, and then I had Trevor Bauer, and I had all, and it I, when I drafted them, they weren't on the list. Okay, things just happened.
Yep.
But my team was terrible, and I think it was bad karma. So this year, me and Uncle Phil said no bad guys.
Interesting.
And I think it applies to stuff like
and
this,
And where'd
too.
You finish?
We were in the money.
Oh, you were in the money. Good.
Yeah, it was us and Jason Chu. Mm. Always Jason Chu.
Always Jason Chu. This guy, Jason Chu, just cleans our clocks in every fantasy league.
We
got to
get him out of the league.
I think it's
his
full-time job, to be honest with you. I don't think he has another job.
No, he does, but he really is the fan. Like he's you know what?
By the way, huge listener. He's hearing all this right now.
You know what? He's like a really good person. Like he'll text me and he'll be like, hey, you got to get this guy out of your lineup.
He will
for
do
today.
That to me too. He'll say, hey, so-and-so got hurt, you should put him on the IL.
And you're like, thanks, I didn't even notice that I was working.
I know. I'm so busy. But it's his full-time job.
I know, he's awesome. I think no niners. If you really have that level of animosity,
I do.
I don't think you can have a niner.
Okay, no niners.
Sorry,
Debo.
Well, it's too bad you're not gonna win then.
Thank you.
Do you believe in the woo? Do you believe in karma?
I do. I believe in karma. I believe there's
that's
a,
why you lose.
There's a term called wu-wei. What's wu-wei mean?
Wu-wei?
Wu-wei. Wu-wei.
I don't know.
I heard this recently.
Woo-woo. Niners.
Wu-wei is playful adaptation of Taoist principles, living in harmony.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wu-wei.
So to me, the wu is like, you know, every once in a while, I'll start talking about the Mercury retrograde and all that.
Ugh.
But... It's more like, do you believe in karma? Do you think that there is, like, if you're a good person and you do good things and you live according to a certain set of values?
Yes,
and,
that's me.
So I think you gotta like stick with your fandom.
You're right. I'm no Niners. I'll win without.
Give me
any
another
Niners.
Flex option. Give me a couple other flex options that you have money for.
Okay, that I've got money for. How about Juju Smith-Schuster?
Maybe.
How about Samaje Perine?
Ooh, I like him.
I like Smith-Schuster better.
Do you?
Yeah.
Smith-Schuster?
Between those two? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of hunting for a touchdown there. He's kind of their number one wide receiver. They don't really have a number one wide receiver.
But he's... What about... Can you still get Pacheco? Oh,
yeah, I could get Pacheco in a flex. Yeah,
I
like
that.
Okay, so Isaac Pacheco.
Because I feel like there's going to be some touchdown scored in that Cincinnati...
Yeah, they're going to score.
Kansas City game. That's going to be like more high scoring.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I like the over in that game. What's the over under, Bergman? I like the over. I'm sure it's really, really high.
Give me a minute.
I'm sure that number is really high. So in the meantime, Momo, I've got a confession to make. I mentioned this yesterday, and now I'm getting feedback.
Okay.
So I put a podcast.
The over under is 47 and a half. Chiefs.
47 and a half.
What's the weather report in Kansas City?
You should know. You're the weather girl.
I know. I should.
Yeah, this is your.
Let me find out. Hold on.
My oh, give me 5,000 on the over. Yeah, no. They're definitely going to go over 47 and a half.
It's 48 degrees right now in Kansas City, Missouri.
Beautiful. For this time of year, that is awesome weather. Yeah, give me the over. 5,000 mythical dollars on the over in that Cincinnati Kansas City game.
Good.
I think they're going to score.
Saturday's going to be 53 degrees with a low of 15. But that's probably nighttime.
Nighttime, exactly. Exactly.
It's not snowing or anything. You're good.
So, Momo, I did a podcast this week, and
yep.
I did it on the day the Oscar nominations came out.
Okay.
So it was me and Sue talking about our favorite movies of 2022 and the Oscar nominations. So, you know, when you take a gummy, it takes a while to kick in.
I've learned that, yeah.
Okay. So I took a gummy thinking we'd be done with the podcast.
Right.
And instead, we were still doing the podcast when it kicked in.
Okay.
And I mentioned this yesterday, and now I'm getting people on Twitter saying, dude, the second part of that podcast.
I've done that.
They can hear when you got, when you started to get a little loopy.
Yes. I got, you know,
it's weird? Really that obvious?
It's pretty obvious.
Did you take a whole gummy?
Yes.
Okay. It's obvious. So like, I got, when I had my back thing, I got pretty good at the micro dosing. So like it would help
small
with the pain.
Amounts, right?
And I never really felt baked unless I took more than just like a little, like a third of one.
So you never felt baked?
Oh, if I took more than that, but if I had to like work and be a functional human.
Oh, sure. Just a little bit for
pain.
Yeah, when I had surgery on my neck, I did not use any opioids or painkillers or anything like that. I just used gummies.
Yeah, but you got to be really good at the dosing.
Careful with it. Yeah, careful. So the second half of that podcast, I was a bit blasted.
Yeah.
Just a bit.
Just a
bit.
A whole gummy, that's 10 grams.
Well, it's five.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, five.
I'm
not blasting 10.
Yeah, tens.
No, 10 is hardcore. All right, coming up next for you. Oh, by the way, you can check that out. It's on Apple, Spotify, SteveMason.com, Culture Pop Podcast with me and Sue. Bergman, you got some good what's up, fool?
Yeah, it's all going off of your list from this week that we didn't get to.
And by the way, we haven't gotten to very much today either.
I know, Momo's just...
There's an entire list of stuff and we haven't gotten to a bunch of it.
Should let me have this Starbucks before I come in here.
We'll do some what's up, fool, coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thanks, Chris. All right, Mace, you know how this works. Go to the very end of your document here.
End of the document, and we call it. The prep document.
The prep document that has way too many things on
it. Yes, many, many things.
So the very first thing here I'm looking at, Hoops Hype has come out with a new metric called form rating that determines who the best players in the NBA are over the last 15 games.
Yes. So form rating, because I think we don't have enough statistics in the world. We don't have enough
anymore.
You know, between our VORP and our DWOP and our DWP
and
DMV and all these stats. So Hoopsite has come up with this thing called the form rating. And again, I don't know what's contained in this. But according to the form rating, the best player in the NBA over the last 2 weeks has been?
LeBron.
Yeah. Form rating. Right now, you can actually pull up every single player. Like the best form rating of the Atlanta Hawks is Trae Young. No surprise there. Kyrie Irving has a gigantic form rating right now. He's playing great. Interesting, the guys that come to the... Charlotte's got Mason Plumlee.
Yeah, he's been good.
He's been really good. Zach LaVine, number one in form rating. Darius Garland. So you go through the list. Now, is there a limit to the number of statistics that we can slice and dice with in terms of analytics, Momo? Or are we going to continue slicing and dicing?
We will continue slicing and dicing because you can make statistics tell you anything you want to know. And also...
It's the old, if you torture numbers...
Yeah. I could come up with something that way. Like, there are times when I'll peel back the curtain a little bit. Sometimes I'll be writing a story and I'll say, hey, I heard something from this team about how they've been defending or why this guy's been playing good. Can you find me a statistic to show that?
Right.
And I'll write to our stats and information group.
And I'm sure they can.
And they can.
Yep. To make any point.
Yep. To make any point.
Yeah. Yep, there's form rating. Thank you.
All right, so there's a finance YouTuber that says that you should be able to afford a $200,000 Lamborghini in your 20s because it's pocket change. And if you can't, you should really reevaluate your life.
Oh, God.
What the hell's wrong with this guy?
So this guy is...
Bitcoin bro.
Has 9.2 million followers on YouTube and 2.3 million followers on TikTok. He is a financial expert. Now, who in the world, let's see, could you afford a Lambo right now? $200,000?
What do you mean by afford?
I would never do it. I would never do it, ever.
It doesn't feel comfortable even. Like, it's so low down there and then you're squished in there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even buy a Lambo.
Yeah, I would be afraid to drive.
Me too. I feel like I'd get squished.
Yeah, or I would mess it up somehow.
Yeah, I know.
Ooh. I'd be nervous about driving a Lamborghini. Yeah, I don't know what this guy is doing. He's a financial advice guy, and he's telling people that they can spend $200,000 on a Lambo and it's pocket change. I just don't know what universe he's living in.
It feels to me like when you sit down at the poker table and there's those young kids who are playing with like their dad's money, somebody else is financing them,
right?
And they're just like big stack poker.
Yes.
Every time. And you're like, dude, we're at the 2-4 table. You don't need to be betting 250 on this hand.
Right.
Right? Like, you're just splashing it around. And everyone...
Although I hate a 2-4 table.
I know. It's everybody.
Everybody's all in a 2-4 table. Give me a 4, at least a 4-8.
Yeah.
I get scared playing No Limit, but at least a 4-8.
I know, at least it keeps you honest.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but then when you sit down at a table where like somebody doesn't care about money.
Yeah.
And they're just splashing it around. And you're like, okay, I understand this is your style of play, and you're most likely you're not spending your own money.
Yeah.
But this is your table persona.
Yeah, I want to be away from that table.
Yes, me too.
Like, I'm going to be at Yamava this weekend. I'm going to be playing poker. What I'm looking for is a table full of dumb frat boys.
Yes.
Who think they're going all in on everything. I want, because there are some sharks.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
You run it. My brother Brian and my nephew Hunter, they are sharks. They will take a table down like that.
Yeah.
I want to make sure to avoid those people. I look for dumb people at the table.
Yep. So the guy with the $200,000 Lambo, no, you cannot afford that. Even if you can't afford that, not
you
a good buy.
You shouldn't, right?
You shouldn't.
It's not a good investment.
Your
You're wasting your money. $200,000 as a down payment on a house.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Get a crib.
Yeah. Get a crib.
What's up, food?
What's up, food? All right, so we mentioned that Jimmy Kimmel did, what, 20 years?
20 years last night, yeah.
So he brought back his first guest. Do you guys remember when you guys made it in the business? The first interview with a celebrity or player or anybody like that, you guys remember the first person you interviewed?
Well, every job is different.
Yeah.
Who's the first big celebrity that I interviewed in my career? It was probably Stevie Nicks.
Whoa.
Yeah, I was still on the radio in Toledo, Ohio, at 93QWRQN.
Nice.
And Stevie Nicks was up. She was nocturnal. She was up all night. So at like 4 a.m., we did an interview with Stevie Nicks and then played it back later in the show. But that was probably the first big name guest that I had. Since then, I'm trying to think. We used to do guests. Tommy Lasorda probably was our most frequent guest over the years when me and Ireland were on in L.A.
We have Bryan Cranston on all the time.
Oh, I totally forgot. Bryan Cranston
comes on
all the
time. I heard
him the other
day. Talking about Your Honor.
Yeah, Your Honor. Yeah, yeah. Bryan Cranston's probably the biggest name guest. What about you, Mama?
For me, it would have been, it's more of like an assignment. Like, when did I cover something that felt like a really big deal?
Right.
I think when I got to cover UCLA in the NCAA tournament when they went on their first Final Four run. That was a really big deal for me. I was mostly covering preps at the time. I had to like self-finance.
Oh yeah, sure.
Like they were, I got lucky. They played down in San Diego, and they let me cover that because they needed like somebody to run quotes.
Yeah.
And that was a really big deal. Oh, I'm covering the NCAA tournament. Oh my gosh, I'm covering the tournament. And then I got to go to the next round, and it was in Oakland. And so I stayed with a friend of mine who lived up at Stanford still, who was like a, and I stayed with her, and I drove every day from Stanford to Oakland, which is not close. But it was really cool. Like, I got to cover the Sweet 16.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
And that was like a, I guess, like a, I made it kind of. Wow,
right.
I'm like doing something other than like keeping stats on the high school football sideline.
Bergman, for you, it's got to be Nicholson, right? When you were talking and you
100%.
Put him on his, on mic at the,
Staples Center.
At Staples Center.
Yes, that is a very true story.
He was probably the
That is easily the most famous person I've ever talked to in my life.
Yeah, no, that he was. Yeah, I mean,
he didn't talk to Ireland, but he did. I did talk to him.
He did not talk to Ireland exactly.
Did he know who you were?
Who I was?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
He's got the glasses on. He's like, hey, I know you from Mason, Ireland.
What's up, fool?
All right, so the next one here is the nomination for the Razzie Awards for the worst movie, worst actor, etc. are out. Blonde is the leader with 8 nominations. Tom Hanks nominated twice for Elvis and Pinocchio.
Okay, so here's why I put this down. Razzie Awards, you suck. Do you know how many people it takes to make a movie? 100 people, 200 people it takes to make a movie. And you're going to come in with your stupid award and downgrade everybody's work. Not every movie is the greatest thing in the world, but you should have respect for the people that are doing it. I think the Razzies are just in bad taste.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Just bagging on everybody's hard work.
Wow.
I hate the Razzies.
I understand.
They come
what you
out
mean
every
by that.
Year. I mean, Tom Hanks, it wasn't his greatest performance in Elvis, but I mean, he's Tom Hanks. You don't have to give him a Razzie Award. What's wrong with you people?
Look, if someone's good, there has to be someone that's bad.
Right, but you don't have to celebrate badness. That's what it's doing. It's celebrating badness, which I
making
think is
making fun of badness.
Making fun of badness. Hey, it's a misfire. Hey, it didn't quite work out. That wasn't my best performance. That wasn't my best move.
People already know.
Don't celebrate badness and rub people's noses in it. I
hate
the
Razzie
Awards.
You're enough of an insider to where you know that when a movie's bad, it's a lot of people's faults. Like, you can give a great performance in a movie, and then the way it's cut and the writing or the way it's shot or the other people in the movie or even the story in general.
Yeah.
It's probably not really his fault.
Yeah, Razzies, you suck.
What's up, fool?
You're trying to get him as a guest on the Culture Pop or something?
No, I really despise him.
You're the guy that doesn't like the popular things or the nice things. You don't like nice stuff. You don't like Goodable. But you're okay
with
this.
I love Goodable.
No,
anytime you want to throw me a Goodable, throw it out there. I'm all about good.
So, all right, the next one is some random startup guy is offering Elon Musk $100 to get old Twitter back. What the hell is old Twitter anyway?
Yeah, I don't fully understand what has changed about Twitter, but like I know that, for example, Mike Greenberg went on a rant about this that we'll play at after 3 o'clock today. I have been less engaged in Twitter recently than I have been in a long time.
Yeah.
And is there going to come a point where Twitter's just over?
I don't think so, because we have not found another delivery mechanism that has the same level of instant information, you know, and it has already enough infrastructure. It's like too big to fail almost.
You think so?
I think there's too many users. Well, maybe we are the wrong people to ask, because that it's a lot of journalists.
Right.
It's a lot of people in our world.
Correct. And that's where we get a lot of breaking news on Twitter, and we use TweetDeck and stuff shows up and all that. But I think there's going to come a point where something else is going to take over.
You do?
I do. I think Twitter will be replaced by something better, because that's how the world works. What's new? What's next? Like, I signed up. I don't think it's going to go anywhere, but I signed up for this thing called Mastodon.
Me too. Yeah.
Signed up for it. The only cool thing about it was I got at Steve Mason, which I was really excited about. Yeah. Did you get at Ramona Shelburne? I'm sure you did.
I don't know.
It's another Twitter sort of knockoff thing. I don't think
social
it's going to go anywhere. It's a social platform. It's very confusing to use. I don't think it's going to be the one to replace Twitter. But yeah, Twitter's doing some crazy stuff. We'll play the Mike Greenberg after the top of the hour.
What's up, fool?
That'll do it.
That's it? That's all we got to?
It's time. We got to a lot of stuff.
And I guess we did. We covered a lot of ground. We covered a lot of ground. All right, coming up next for you. Momo, do you know this reporter?
Hi, Russell. First of all, congrats on making the 24,000 points mark. Yeah.
Thank you.
Tonight you used impressive dribbling skills to successfully fake out your opponents multiple times. And in the second quarter, you made a jump shot where your body was turned like 180 degrees away from the basket. It was just an amazing shot. You're always making these spectacular moves within a split second. Do you anticipate doing them, or is it just a second nature to you? Like, do you just not even have to think about it?
You know, the way you explain it, you need to be around more often. I'll just try to go out and do the best way I can. Try to, you know, find ways to be able to make some shots and make the right play.
So that is a student from Cal State University, Dominguez Hills.
Okay.
Her name is Julia McIntyre.
It's very sincere.
And she is very earnest, and Russ was totally charmed by
he
her.
Was.
He had a big smile on his face, all that stuff. So she will join us next. We'll talk about her budding career. And Momo, maybe you have some advice for Julia as well. That is coming up next for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.